Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
And today it's visual artist Kristen Bauer.
Sometimes it's therapeutic. Sometimes it's more like manual labor. Sometimes it's really maddening. But it definitely is inspiring, purpose and purposeful.
Bauer makes art for reflection, sometimes literally. Mirrors, plastics, and text make appearances in her abstract creations. And what they're saying exactly is often up to interpretation. I went to her studio recently to learn more about what makes her art come to life.
So, Kristen, text, we all use text every day. And I think maybe, if I'm like anybody else, it's like we sort of take text for granted. But we're in this studio. You're using text in such an amazingly creative, different sort of way that it's making me already look at it differently. So why is text a good medium for you?
Oh, see, well, your response is exactly why it's a good medium for me. I think because we are surrounded by so much visual information, both imagery and text, which I use both sometimes, but the foundation is certainly text. It's important to me to look at our environment and the content that we consume a little more critically and to crack open the possibilities of our meaning making.
So there are obviously many different ways in which you use text. You can describe some of what's here or just some of your other work too.
My work takes a lot of different shapes, literally and figuratively. I make, art objects, which, would be in the realm of like sculpture, photography, and painted works. But they all kind of function a little bit differently. And then I also make text installations, which locally I've done some at, like if you're at Mesa Arts Center, they asked me to do text interventions on their floor-to-ceiling bathroom mirrors, which was really fun because that's a place you wouldn't expect to encounter art in the museum, and they wanted to use that as an opportunity to capture people's attention and kind of create a moment of pause, I guess. We're living in really interesting times, and I think the more that we can consider our surroundings and consider the information that comes to us and be cognizant of perspective or find a sense of wonder or openness, like that seems really purposeful to me. So that's certainly a part of what I do.
When I talk to artists, I always come back to this concept of whether art in whatever form is supposed to be thought-provoking, mm-hmm. whether it can spark debate or just thought, having someone, something's not right or wrong necessarily. How does what you do fit into this realm of not just being there, it's something that people should actually be impacted by?
That's a really good question. But I think that art, whether it's beautiful or shocking or striking, should, an important purpose of art is to spark internal or external dialogue. And ultimately, what I want from art that I consume is to have for it to be a platform for thinking about things a little bit differently or considering new things. I think it's great to be caught off guard by art and for it to kind of follow you and think about it, after just seeing something beautiful. So it's appreciating work and enjoying it is one thing, but then I think a great purpose of any creative work is to stimulate thought.
Does that change? You mentioned living in interesting times, as we all are. Mm-hmm. Does that in any way make art even more important?
Oh, absolutely. I think making culture and art and experiencing and participating in that, whether you're a viewer, a museum patron, a musician, a curator, an artist, visual artist, I think is really important right now because that's really kind of the pulse of the zeitgeist of our times. And so while I've worked with text in my art for about a decade now, I've certainly looked at it a little bit differently in the last few years in wanting to understand the world around me, the people around me, and myself. I find myself using my certain methods I've used for a while in a little bit more of an intentional way, if that makes sense. Yeah.
So when I think about text in just the general sense, obviously text leads to words, mm-hmm. and it almost feels like we're even more at a time where words matter. Yeah, and I wonder if that blends into what you're doing too.
Absolutely. I think the importance and the power and of words, especially context. I used to do some writing, and I also have a professional background in art therapy. And so beliefs and ideas and meaning making and persuasion are things that I think about a lot. And there's so many different examples in our current times of how we all relate to that. That involves everybody, you know. So sometimes there are forms of art that can feel a little insular to the art world. And it's important to me that the work I make relate to people to all people, you know, and adopts parts of everybody's environment. One thing I wanted to mention too is the font that I use in my work. It's Impact. It's the font that is generally in memes, and I started using it quite a long time ago. And there was a point where I realized that was the text, the font that's in memes, and that's important to me too, because digital text is very powerful these days, and is something that there's just ample possibilities for looking at creatively, you know.
Well, when you mentioned, I was about to say, where is the power in that? And you sort of answered it, but can we delve into that a little bit more deeply? The power that comes from not only the words, but the way you are assembling the words with the fonts and with the colors you're choosing.
Yeah, you know, a piece that might be relevant to talk about with that specifically, these over here that are just single word pieces, which I don't normally do that. Those come in pairs, and when I install them, they are made to be interchangeable. And that was this thing I was thinking about, context, and how, just, you know, as a journalist, you understand with just how things are edited and put together is an opportunity to interject new meaning, and really is a place where a lot of our meaning making happens, is the context and putting stuff together. So that's the order of the text I use, and the repetition and layering is important. I also like to bring in a lot of transparency and mirrors in the work, because it kind of, with having so much reflection, and also with the transparent pieces, you can see the environment around you in the work. So I like to create those opportunities for the work to interact with the people and the places around it on another level.
So we're in your studio. Mm-hmm. I know some things are utilitarian, I get that. Mm-hmm. But for you, why is this a good workspace for you, and even the way it's laid out?
Yeah, I love this studio. I've been here for 4 years, and my husband, Emmett Potter, he's an artist, he's specifically focusing on video work right now, so he just uses the little office up front. But we've shared studio space since we met 12 years ago, and we moved studios so many times with just life changes and studio would flood or whatever happened. And this space is wonderful because it's in an industrial business park, and, you know, it has a roll-up gate, has air conditioning. And I've built out like this photo shoot corner, which is really helpful for documenting my work specifically since it's so reflective. So while we've been in here building in racks and different work areas, putting in a dump sink, and it just kind of has all the things. And so, and a lot of our neighbors, like, they work on hot rods next door, and then we have commercial screen printers on the other side. So everybody's really active around here making something.
That is visual artist Kristen Bauer. She and I spoke recently at her Tempe studio.